CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Dear, wake up. Can you reach it?
Oh,
it's not the alarm, it's the phone. Dear? Oh, maybe I can reach it.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm trying to reach over you. Hello?
Sakes, 6 o'clock in the morning. Who's calling at this hour?
I'm sorry, who is this?
Oh, the one morning I don't have to get up early. Who is Sam Hill?
Yes. Hold
right
on.
Their neck calling at 6 a.m. They ought to be shot.
It's your boss. Take it.
Well, good morning. Yes, hello, Mr. Cradshaw. No, we weren't asleep.
Weren't asleep at 6 in the morning? Would it be?
Do what, sir? Oh, golly, that sounds wonderful. Yes, we'd love to, but I'm sorry, but some friends of ours from out of town are stopping by today.
No, they're not coming. Dear, Mitchells aren't coming. I told you that.
I
told you Mary sent me a special delivery letter, dear. They're not... What's the matter? What?
I guess you heard, Mr. Cranshaw, that they're not coming after all.
I told you that.
So, yes, we'd love to. Fine. Where we meet you? Well, it's certainly nice of you to think of us, and thanks a lot.
Meet them? What was...
8 o'clock? Yeah, right. We'll be on the dock at Big Lake, 8 o'clock. Okay, sir.
Dock?
Goodbye.
Big Lake? 8 o'clock?
We are going sailing with the boss and his wife.
Sailing? I hate sailboats, and so do you.
Look, I tried to get out of it, but no, you had to pipe up.
Didn't know that's what you were
talking about. Get the kids up there invited, too. We got to drive way over to Big Lake, and we got to be there by 8 o'clock.
Aggie, your rug looks like new.
Shampooed it myself, right on the floor.
And you said impossible.
That's when I was all tired out with nagging backache.
And muscular aches and pains.
And am I glad I took your tip about that. You said try Doane's Pills.
Good advice. That's Doane's Pills, an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains, may come on with overexertion, emotional upsets, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's Pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's Pills today. To save money, buy Doane's big economy size.
Betsy, will you hurry up, please, and get down here to breakfast?
Honestly, the whole day ruined.
Now, look, will you stop saying that?
Well, do you want to go?
No, but for the love of Mike, he's my boss. What could I say?
I hate sailboats.
Well, I would appreciate it if you didn't say that you hate sailboats.
Well, of course, I won't say it, dear. I'll be utterly charming, but I'm scared to death in a sailboat.
Well, that's perfectly silly. There's nothing to be scared of. They don't turn over. It's almost impossible for a sailboat to sink.
That is what everyone always says, but if there's a wind, it rolls way up on one side, then way up on the other side, and you rush from side to side, ducking the boom so you don't get knocked out or overboard. I just don't enjoy it. I really, I don't swim well enough. I'd never get to shore if anything happened. Big Lake is so big, and now to have to worry about the children going along, I mean,
well,
really...
Well, they've each got life jackets. They can just keep them on.
Yeah. I hope we don't stay out too long.
We'll be out all day, probably. Said they were bringing lunch to eat on the boat.
Oh,
sure.
All day? On a little sailboat?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what'll the children do?
Children are going to love it.
I'll love it for half an hour, that's all. And then Betsy's going to begin to say, is this all there is to it? And let's go back.
Well, she better not say it in front of the Cranshaw. So by golly, we'll read her the riot act before we meet them. Anyhow, Bobby might get fretful. He's only two, but I'll bet Betsy will really love it.
Yeah. Well, the point is, it's you I'm really worried about.
Oh, I'll be all right.
I don't know what happened. We were on their sailboat once before. I'm surprised they even asked us again.
Well, I'm not eating much breakfast, just some coffee.
Well, darling, you get seasick practically just getting into the bathtub.
Oh, nonsense. Now, look, anyhow, I'll stuff myself with Dramamine or whatever it is the doctor gave me on the ship to Europe last year. I still have some of it left.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm certainly surprised. You ate those pills on the boat as though they were peanuts.
Oh.
Betsy, will you get down here for breakfast?
Yes, for Pete's sake, we got an hour's drive to Big Lake. Crenshaw said 8 o'clock sharp on the main dock.
Now, I know. Honestly, we planned such a nice holiday, just lolling around with the children, and now to have it ruined. Well, I'm sorry, dear, to go on like this. I know he's your boss.
Look, I feel exactly the same way you do about it.
Maybe if we knew more about sailing, you know, maybe it might be more fun.
Yeah.
I think people that go in for sailboats seem to be having the time of their lives.
Yeah, I know, and they shout all these nautical terms at you. Fasten the mainsail,
yes.
Climb aft and lower the jib, whatever it is.
Climb aft? Isn't the aft the back of the boat? And that jib is that little sail in front, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. My point is, it's so slippery, I'm busy wondering how I can even stand up without losing my balance and toppling overboard like a clown. Say nothing of trying to fasten a wet, billowing sail that's flapping in my face. Well, it is true. I'm just not a sailor.
I know, and I love the way the Crenshaws talk as soon as they step foot on the boat, like something out of Treasure Island. Drop the anchor, matey, and aye, Captain,
yeah,
she says.
That silly hat that he wears.
Oh, well, the silly hat she wears. Say, we mustn't forget our hats and our dark glasses and sweaters
too.
And then suntan cream and the camera and some film. Oh, and all our raincoats.
Oh.
Well, the last time we went with them, we got caught in a quick thunder shower in the middle, if you remember, and we were just drenched.
I remember, and this auxiliary motor didn't work. There we sat in the middle of the lake like drowned rats.
I know.
Oh, now look. We have got an hour's drive ahead of us. Where in Sam Hill is Betsy? Where's Bobby?
Betsy?
Well, Bobby, I let him get down, wander around, eat his toast. He's out on the porch, I think. Yes, there he is. He eats better that way, and I don't have time this morning to coax him. Bobby? Bobby, come back and drink your milk too, honey. Come on, darling.
If we're going in the car, the less he eats, the better. You know he gets car sick. Oh, there you are. Did you know that your mother has called you and called you?
Tired. Why are we up so early?
I told you, dear. We're going sailing. Daddy's boss invited us all to go on his sailboat at Big Lake. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, gee. Do I have to go?
Now, look here.
Why, you'll love it, Betsy. It'd be wonderful. Be lots and lots and lots of fun.
But Susie was coming over to go swimming. When are we coming back?
Tonight. We'll be out in the sailboat all day, so don't plan on anything else.
All day? But I told Susie that she could come over.
Now, look, it's Daddy's boss, and you're going to have a wonderful time. Now,
Now, hurry up and eat your breakfast. Come on.
Oh, gee.
Bobby, come on, dear. Come on. Drink your milk. We're going out in a boat.
Boat.
Yes, in a boat. Come here, darling.
Boat.
Won't that be fun?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad one of us is going to enjoy the day. Now, I'll start putting things in the car, and you all step on it, will you? But you at the dock at 8 o'clock. I cannot keep the Crenshaws waiting.
Look, I cannot keep the children sitting here on the dock in this boiling hot sun any longer. Are you sure the Crenshaw said 8 o'clock?
Yes, and it is not like the boss to be late. You know how he is.
And it is now 20 minutes to 10.
I know. Maybe they've had car trouble or something.
Betsy, hold Bobby's hand, dear. Don't let him get too near the edge of the dock. The water's deep around here, you know.
I am. When are we going sailing?
When the Crenshaws get here. Now, stop asking.
Oh, don't be cross, dear. They're both so hot and tired already, just waiting.
Daddy, let's go.
We cannot go, Bobby, until Daddy's boss gets here. He's the man who has the boat.
You realize, of course, that when they do get here, we've got to unload their car, the sails, and the food. And since only two people can get into the dinghy to get out to the sailboat, that means about, well, with all the stuff to cart out to, about 10 trips. And then when we get out there, we've got to get the sails up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, dear, it's
fair
going
to
be
to think
fun.
About it. What? Oh!
Fun.
Yes, I should say it will be fun.
Can I sit up on the front part of the boat?
No, you cannot, dear. You'll sit down on the seat part with Mommy and Aunt Bobby.
Oh, that's no fun.
Oh, Here, take some money and go and get yourself some popsicles.
They just had strawberry pop.
Well, so what? Here, take Bobby over and go over there to the stand. You want something?
Yes, get me a popsicle, too. Oh. Anything to cool off.
What kind do you want?
Anything but that purplish raspberry.
All right. Come on, Bobby. Let's go get a popsicle.
Well, I'm sorry. There's no place Cranshaw could phone me if he wanted to. I guess there's nothing to do but just sit tight and wait for them.
Yeah.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. In case you hadn't heard, today is Labor Day. This is a weekend for family fun, a trip to the beach, a visit with relatives, many things. But this Labor Day weekend is going to mean something else again for hundreds of families. We could tell you last year's score of highway tragedies, but statistics aren't particularly dramatic. They're just numbers. We could give you the details of a few of those accidents. They might shock you, but that shouldn't be necessary either. We do have a suggestion for you, though. Something you'd do well to take along with you if you're driving home today or tonight. Chances are you are a cautious driver. Today especially, you're not likely to throw caution to the winds, but why not make an effort to add an extra margin of safety to your driving this time? Drive as if you're carrying the most precious cargo in the world. It happens to be true. CBS Radio wishes you continued happy holidays and reminds you, as always, take care and get there.
Hurry up, get the door unlocked.
Yes, I cannot get the key in the lock.
Hurry
there,
up.
All right, open up. Wait a minute,
Bobby,
wait
here.
A minute.
Hurry up, darling.
Sticks.
Well, stop just as you get in, of course. There, hurry up.
Yeah.
Now, that better be the Cranshaws with some good explanation. No. That's all I can say. There, Bobby. Yes, darling.
Hello? Hello? Yes, it is. Yeah, it's the boss, all right. He's in a payphone somewhere.
Oh.
He doesn't have change, apparently. He's yelling at Mrs. Cranshaw.
Poor little Bobby. You feel better, darling? Oh, I have to get him upstairs and cleaned up. Might as well put him to bed, I guess. Poor little face is as white as a sheet.
Yeah.
When I think of us sitting there waiting on that dock hour after hour, there'd even been a decent place to eat instead of the children filling up on all that junk from the hot dog stand. It's no wonder Bobby got the... Yes, darling.
Hello.
Yes,
I'm waiting. Yes, I am. I'm holding on.
We better get the back seat right out of the car out there and put it on the ground and what sun there is left to air off. Here, Betsy. Here. Take Bobby's shirt and put it in the laundry room.
Phew.
Now, that is enough of that. I've heard that all the way home in the car, and I don't want to hear it anymore. In fact, you go bring the sweaters and raincoats and stuff back in from the car. Oh, this is really the craziest day I have ever spent. There you are, darling.
Please, will you?
Yes.
The boss might hear. He's putting money
get
in that.
Over here.
Yeah. Hello. Hello. Yes. We were there. We waited a while.
Waited practically all day.
Well, we knew something must have happened, Mr.
Sick boy, yeah.
Oh, no. Golly, what a shame. Broken axle, huh? Yeah, well, of course we understand. Well, I mean, it wasn't very pleasant for you sitting around a garage either. Oh, no, look, don't feel that way. I mean, we had a wonderful day. Just sitting there in the sun, watching the boats. What? Yeah, okay. I'll see you at the office tomorrow, sir. Oh, no, don't give it another thought. Okay, sir. Yes, okay, goodbye. Broken axle. They spent the day in some dinky garage, feeling terrible because they had no place to phone us. Well, you heard what I said.
Well, what else could you say? Of course, one thing. I suppose we should be glad. We didn't have to go sailing, huh? Do you see what I mean? We griped so about going, and then it turned out we didn't have to.
I know, dear. But we've been invited next Sunday to make up for it. Now, look, he's my boss.
No,
he is my boss, and there's nothing we can do.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.